What's up, guys? This is Joe, the self-proclaimed nice guy, and this is the Nice Guys Finish Last podcast. We are going to try something different. We're going to try to put this episode on YouTube. I'm also going to do away with the burning question. I wasn't getting a whole lot of feedback. I was getting feedback from mainly people I work with, which is fine, but the people I work with and the people at work, that's I can get my whole source material from one day at the bar. So, you know, I'm good. But with that being said, I'm going to close the chapter on the burning question. And open up season 2 with Bad Boys versus Nice Guys. Now, how is it really a contest? No, it's not. Bad Boys will win 90% of the time. They will always win 90% of the time. If they're not, it's probably because something happened. But against a nice guy, if you had 10 guys in a row and 9 women, I would put even money that the one guy that was the nice guy would be out. He would not get picked. And there's nothing wrong with that. I don't want people to think that there's something wrong with that. It's not. It's the way of life. It is daunting. A lot of, you know, people I hear will say, well, nice guys don't exist. Well, no, we do. However, we're not what you want. It's the whole cake and eat it too. You want a bad boy, or let me rephrase that. You want a nice guy in a bad boy body or bad boy attitude. And that doesn't work. That doesn't exist. It can't exist. You are either one or the other, and I guarantee you, if they show bad boy traits, they're a bad boy. If they show partial nice guy traits, they could be a bad boy playing the nice guy part, which is where most of the people go, nice guys don't exist, because they've been burnt 1, 2, 5, 10 times before. A true nice guy, you can tell. You can tell a true nice guy. There are some tells, and if you want to know, I will tell you right now. One, they are introverts. A nice guy will not go out. I have everybody at the bar that I work at tell me, you need to go out. You need to, you know, go out, have fun, let loose, and I can't. A nice guy will not go out. Main reason, they're easily manipulated. I guarantee you, if I go out and I have a couple beers and I'm intoxicated and a pretty woman comes up and says, hi, I'm giving her all my plastic, I'm giving her my cash and probably my car. I'm not lying. If you know me, you know I'm right. Yes, it's happened. The other thing is, the other way you can tell is if they are down on themselves. Now, I said this maybe last week. Yeah, I think it was last week. Maybe 2 weeks. That, yeah, it was last week because it was the confidence. I said that being down on yourself isn't being negative. It's being honest. And a true nice guy will always be honest. They will always be sincere in what they are saying. The final thing is their appearance. Now, they might have, you know, some decent nice clothes. They might look nice, but their clothes aren't, you know, top of the line. They're not, you know, they don't have a fresh haircut. They don't have, you know, a manicure. They don't drive a nice car. It's because they don't need all that type of attention, whereas the bad boy needs the attention. You got to realize that a bad boy, I like to put it in this perspective. A bad boy is going to a place for one of three things. He's either going to find sex, a phone number, or a friend of a friend, which would also lead into a phone number or sex. That's what a bad boy wants. Doesn't want a relationship, doesn't really care to know her. All he wants to know is how long it will take him to get her to give up the nookie or the phone number or both. So he does need to be attention. He needs to be flashy. He needs to have all the looks. He needs to drive that nice car. He needs to be loud and boisterous and charming and, you know, be the center of attention, the life of the party. Like I said, for me, I never went to a party. In high school, I never went to a party or any type of hell. At school dances, I was in the back just bored because of I don't dance. I hate dancing. I have no rhythm. But not only that, it was also the first part of where I realized that I am a nice guy, because I'm looking and I'm like, I don't understand the concept of a man asking a woman to dance and they're playing a slow song. No, that should not happen. But also, why does the man have to ask the woman? Why can't the girl ask the boy if they want to dance? You know, isn't that what gender equality is? I mean, obviously I know it's a lot more, but still, the male shouldn't have to ask the female. It could be both ways. But my logical thinking brain was thinking that. Plus, you know, didn't help that I weighed 300 and, or almost 400 pounds at the time, if not over 400 pounds. So, but that's a whole different subject, a whole different time. But yes, the The first way you can tell if a man is truly 100% a nice guy is if he's honest. If he's honest, he's a nice guy. And you can easily tell that by, just listening to him. But also, if he's not, if he doesn't go out, if he doesn't do much. Now, I'm not saying I don't go out. I do go to, the casino. I do go out. It's just very rarely. And main reason is I like money. I don't want to spend it on, alcohol and feel bad the next day because I'm hungover. What's the point? The other way you can tell is by, one, how, I'm trying to think of the, how do they look? And I'm not meaning physical. I'm meaning, how do they look? If they look sad and depressed, they're a nice guy. Because I will tell you right now, the life of a nice guy is so depressing. Now, I am going to state this right now, and I want everyone that is listening to really listen. If you are suffering from any kind of depression and you feel like you are going to hurt yourself, get help. Please get help. I have a few friends that are nice guys that are no longer here because they have done the last act they could have done. And I, to this day, wish that they would have contacted me. Because then, yes, I would have went out and we would have had a beer. Because that is what a nice guy will do. If somebody is hurting, they help them. Male, female, doesn't matter. They will help them. And if you are hurting, get help. Doesn't have to be a professional. It can be a friend. Get help. Because we live in a very cynical world. We live in a very, I'm going to say, bad boy dominant world where you get, it seems like you get rewarded and praised for cheating, manipulating, and beating women because apparently the first two are okay. Please don't hit women. But, women like to be manipulated and they like to be cheated on. And it's okay because, hey, he didn't mean it, or it's fine. It won't happen again. But yet, it does. And so, what happens is where the nice guy is already depressed because he's alone. The nice guy is depressed even more because the people we say, hey, look, we like you and we want to go on a date with you. We build up the courage to ask, and then all of a sudden we get the zoned. And hey, it happens, but we build our confidence up and we get told, you're more like a brother to me. Or, I don't want to ruin our friendship. However, the guy who, you're talking to right now, the same guy that, you saw with three other girls the other night who made you cry, you're still talking to him. So I am, how does this work? I'm a good friend. I'm a brother, but I can't take you on a date because I'm not a bad boy. Yeah. And you don't think that's not gonna help the depression? I guarantee you it doesn't. And I'm not saying that I don't want people to think, well, we gotta watch what we say around nice guys now. You don't. But I want you to also think about how things are perceived. Because being depressed sucks. It does. And I don't like being depressed. And the only time I'm technically depressed is, oh, by the way, I'm writing a book, is when I'm writing that book. Because I have to put myself into the real emotions and feelings of a nice guy. And I guarantee you, they aren't all that great. They're not. Except if you're a bad boy. What do you have to feel depressed about? I know at least 10 bad boys right now that should not be depressed about a damn thing. Hell, two of them got laid four times in one day by four different women. How do I know? Because they tell me. Why do they tell me? I have no clue. But they do, and that's their prerogative. Oh yeah, ladies, if you want to know a bad boy, look in his dresser drawer or in the bathroom drawer. If he has a box, if he has more than a small box of condoms, he is a bad boy. Because the fact is that, well, he's going to use more than three. So why not spend a little bit more to get a savings? The other way that you can tell a bad boy from a nice guy, and I've already mentioned it a little bit, is the confidence. Now, we talked about confidence, and I will still say this to this day. Confidence is a red herring, does not exist, will not exist. All confidence is making, all confidence is basically one person, the guy, telling you what you want to hear, the lie, to get what they want laid. That's it. I wish I could make it, you know, no, I can't. Because again, if confidence made you know, giddy and blush and really attracted to the guy, well, then you would hold a conversation with said guy, whether they were a nice guy or not, because they were confident in coming up and talking to you. Nope, that doesn't happen. Well, not to nice guys, anyways. Oh, and the other way, and I'm just gonna throw this out there. Yeah, if they're less than a three, they're a nice guy. And when I say three, I mean, you know, the 1 to 10 rating. Yeah, three or less, they're because they don't, I mean, by the time they have gotten to that point where, oh, maybe I should think about finding a woman, it's already too late. Remember, they stay inside. They play mainly video games and watch TV and go on the internet. Their health habits aren't the best. So that's my take on how to find them. Now, how to find the bad boys? Look around. I've said it before. 9 out of 10 guys in a bar, in a library, in a coffee shop will probably be a bad boy. Now, are they all over the top bad boys? No. Some bad boys are actually pretty nice, but they're still bad boys. And what I mean by that is simple. They might not be, you know, going out to get laid every night. They might actually have one in particular person that they fancy and maybe want to start a relationship with. They're just waiting for the right moment. Or, you know, they have a nice job, and they have a nice car, they have a nice eclectic fashion, and they are wanting to, you know, find the right one. They just haven't found her yet. They're still bad boys because of how they're going about doing it, but they're not all that bad. You know, they're not lying or manipulating. So, not all are bad. Most. Not all. It's the problem is within society today. And this is the topic for next week, is what women want. And a little preview of that is I have the pleasure and the, I would not change it for the world, I work with mainly women. They range from 22 to 35 years in age. I have 2 decades of difference in opinion from one to the other. And that is a wide range. Huge wide range. Not to mention all the people that have left, all the customers that I know. So I kind of know, per se. Again, I've said this. Hell, I might even make a shirt one day. It says personal preference, because that's still the main thing. It will still always be the main thing. But in the grand scheme of things, you were always taught to bring home a nice guy to meet the parents, but party with the bad boy because it's the fun thing to do. And that has happened for now. That's happened for generations. It will continue to happen. We'll be long gone and it will still happen. So, I'm Joe. This is the Nice Guys Finish Last podcast. I'm hoping that this will go on YouTube. There will not be a video. It'll just be either a black screen or whatever Podbean puts in there. But hopefully you guys like it. If you do, you know I'm going to say it, subscribe, comment, please comment. I need the interaction from you guys. If I get the interaction from you guys, then I can continue making more. And if I can continue making more, hell, I might be able to do this, you know, 5 days a week. If I can get the people engaged, I don't mind doing it. It takes me, what, 20, 30 minutes to do it. So, but again, I will hope to be on next Monday. And with that, I'm out, and have a good week. Bye.